Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Jace Clemens, a instructor of percussion here at Tennessee Tech and a percussionist himself. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Give me a little bit of background on what you do and how you got started teaching.
Sure. So with my job at Tech, I am responsible for the entire percussion studio. It's about 35 students. And so my job consists of both classical music as well as marching percussion. And the bulk of my load is teaching private lessons. So this semester, for example, I have 15 students out of the 35. And then the rest go to other instructors on campus that work along with me. So it is a very broad, being a percussionist is a very broad term.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do. There's a lot of different areas and different levels of expertise and whatnot. So with teaching, I got my undergrad in music education from Tennessee Tech. And then I got my master's at the University of North Texas in Denton, Texas, which is just right north of Dallas. Great music school, really big music school. The percussion studio there was above 100 members, which is
wow. Huge.
Yes. So I did my master's there, and then taught as a percussion director at a local high school. And that lasted for about a year, and then I got into teaching private lessons, which in Texas is big. So it's easy to, for example, for a year have 55 to 60 or even more students a week.
Wow.
Of private lessons.
How do you have time for that?
They're 30-minute lessons.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
and you don't take any breaks, clearly.
No. And I worked it out to where I didn't work on Monday, and then Friday was a half day. But then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday were horrible. Just real, real busy. And private lessons are one-on-one, so they're quite involved, very exhausting mentally and physically.
Especially if they're not very good.
Yes. And the beginner ones, some are a little harder than others. But so that was essentially my first professional experience of teaching. Before that, when I was working as an undergrad at Tech, I was able to participate in marching bands and stuff in the area and teach some private lessons, just not to the extent that I did in Texas. So that was my first little area, my first time outside of school actually making money doing something like that. A couple years after my master's, would have been like 2014, I kind of hit a fork in the road, and I could choose either to stay in Texas and continue doing that or come back to Tennessee, which is home, and pursue other passions. And one of those passions was composing for music. Specifically film music, video games, things like that, and then instrument building. In Texas, I'd gotten into building percussion instruments. And so it was a very interesting kind of woodworking kind of aspect that I've never experienced before. It was creative, and I enjoyed it. And it just so happened, like through this process, I met Dr. Colin Hill. He's the director of School of Music at Tech. And he was kind of in a transition of going into the director. The adjunct that was there before was going to be leaving, and I just happened to fall right into that adjunct spot in 2020.
Best time for it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that helped me out, and each year I've just kind of stepped up, and it kind of turned into thankfully they like me, at least right now they do.
And for now.
And the encouragement was I can go and get my doctorate, and which I'm starting on Monday, and then I can hopefully continue there and fulfill my career.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
And I, for one, working on Tech's campus, always like when I can hear the entire percussion group playing. Because it's loud, but it's just, I don't know, percussion's always joyful to me. Like, even if it's, like, slow or something, it's just, it makes me happy.
It's quite a sound that you don't get with anything else.
Exactly. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jace Clemens. Welcome back to the scene. I am joined today by Tennessee Tech instructor of percussion, Jace Clemens. So you said you are starting your doctorate program. Where are you doing that, and what exactly is it going to be?
Yes, I'm starting at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. It's about a six-hour drive to get there, so I will be commuting.
Ew!
Yeah.
What?
Yes, that's the unique thing about this. If I would have done this 10 years ago, I wouldn't have this problem, but because of that, I'll be commuting 2 days of the week and then teaching a full-time load the other 3 days of the week.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You're insane.
Yes.
But I mean, I guess like it's music. You can't do it online.
Yes. There's a bit of a trick to this because of how the degree works. There's a lot of in-person stuff that has to happen. And so I'm looking forward to it, oddly enough. And I'm excited to go back. It's been 11 years now since I've been in school. So it's going to be interesting, but I feel like I'm a better student now. I'm older, so, you know.
Having gone back as an adult and finally finishing my bachelor's degree after the 22-year plan, I understand.
Yes.
I know how that goes. So, and what's it going to be in? Is it performance or teaching or?
Yes, it's a doctorate. It's a doctor of musical arts degree, also known as a DMA.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a PhD, but it's performance-based. But there's a lot of specialties that you kind of get. You can kind of choose things you want to focus on, your coursework, things that interest you. So it's fascinating. And the crazy thing, you know, since we're talking about Tennessee Tech, is that I did my undergrad with Dr. Eric Willey. And he has since moved on to UNC Greensboro.
Oh.
So now I'm finishing doing this terminal degree with him. So I've known Dr. Willey for 24 years now, about. So.
Oh, that's kind of a cool way to come full circle.
It is. It absolutely is. And so it's neat to not only be doing this degree, you have this this luck of being able to actually do this, but to also do it with someone that has really helped me out before, and we've had obviously a great friendship and stuff as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
I love that for you. Will anything doing this degree, will it kind of circle back to your past as a composer?
I would love to pursue more of that. And I've fallen out of it kind of the last few years, just lack of time.
I was going to say, you're a little busy.
Yeah, lack of time. And my compositional approach, as it is kind of unfortunate, is that when I sit down, I got to be in that mood for so long.
Single-minded.
Yeah. If I can't finish of something near completion or in one setting, then it kind of puts a damper on my creative approach. So that is a challenge, but I would love to get back into that and to pursue that. I do get to compose and arrange for the group at Tech, especially the marching band. And so that kind of fills that niche and that feeling that I have towards that creative outlet. But it's not the classical stuff that I was doing beforehand.
Right. And how did you really, like, because I think that's so interesting, like wanting to do it for films and video games, because I always thought like I'd be really good at like picking out soundtracks for movies. Score, no, because I have no musical talent whatsoever. But how did you kind of like get into that or decide that's what you wanted to do?
When I was real young, I could sit down at a piano and just play whatever. Not necessarily reading music, but just playing. And I was really intrigued with how things made me feel. Different notes put together made me feel happy or sad. And it was real interesting to me how that could happen. And then my brother was a saxophonist in the band. I want to say that he was like junior high level or whatever. And there was some sheet music sitting there and he was playing it. And it just blew my mind. And so I would like take some sheet music and put little dots on it. And I was like, so you tell me if I do this, you'll play this. And of course, he wasn't a very good saxophonist, but it was still so intriguing to me that you could put all that together and make someone feel a certain way or, you know, whatever. It's just incredible.
I love that. Such an interesting way of getting into it.
Yes.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jace Clemens. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Tennessee Tech instructor of percussion, Jace Clemens. So something you said earlier is you used to do instrument building. How'd you get started with that?
Yes, in 2014, when I was in Texas, basically on my way out of Texas, I was living with a couple, and the gentleman had a really nice wood shop, and he did the furniture, and he made a few electric guitars and stuff, and of course, percussion instruments being made frequently out of wood, depending on the instrument, it was really interesting to me. And so I, you know, oftentimes the wood, if say for like a xylophone or a marimba, some of our larger mallet percussion instruments, how you could take a piece of wood and make it sound like a note and have give it some beauty and some volume. And so it just happened, like it logically hit me. I should make one of these keyboard mallet percussion bars, all right, like a marimba bar. So I did some research, read some papers in the physics world and some scientific papers, and kind of figured out how to do it, and got a bunch of wood and just kind of experimented. It became very kind of like the composing thing, just very interesting to me. You know, instead of taking sound and manipulating it, you can take a piece of a material like wood or metal and manipulate it. That's the beautiful thing about being a percussionist, is that percussion is everything. Mm-hmm. Anything in this room right here is a percussion instrument to me, you know?
Yes, which I'm sure your teachers really loved when you were younger. or your parents.
Yeah, and it was always about the unique sounds and stuff, and that's the beautiful thing about what I get to do. That, along with composition, is something that I kind of worked on, and I didn't have saws and sanders, so over the years I built up a decent little shop. It's a small shop, but it can make some pretty nice marimba bars, and so I do a lot of that. I do a lot of retuning when I have time, refurbishing instruments, just different things. And it's, to me, it's the creative aspect, but it's just more of your hands. And,
yeah, like,
you know,
it's nice getting to do art in whatever form it is, but always having that chance to work with your hands, I feel, is like something all artists really want. Like, we crave that because it's a different way to be creative.
It is. It's real interesting. And honestly, you know, the tuning of the instrument is really not that complicated. It's pretty straightforward. But I always give a clinic once a year to my students about how these instruments are made and stuff, and some science behind it. And it's just really fascinating. Just, it's really cool to spark curiosity and have my students interested in how does this musical world work? Mm-hmm. Besides actually like playing and teaching and learning, how does everything work? I think it's important. The more you know, the better your experience is, I think.
What's your favorite thing about teaching?
Favorite thing about teaching? Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
or one of your favorite things, because I know that's a loaded question.
Yeah, I think if I can look back, it's leaving the campus at the end of the day and having you know, a few lessons on my mind from earlier where I've made a difference, or the student leaves the lesson and they're like, oh, they're automatically better, or they understand something, or they're happier. And that, to me, kind of just really helps me want to continue to, first off, not fail my students. I want them to not fail as in gray, but like,
you want to make sure that you're giving them the best experience they can have.
Yeah.
I get it.
Their success, right?
Working in academia, I understand what you mean, but I know not everyone would.
Yeah. But it's that passion of making the most and of my time with the students that I'm around. And I think that's awesome. I think that kind of keeps me going. It keeps me motivated. I'm always trying to think about what I can do better or what can be better for them. And I don't get to do all those projects, unfortunately. I don't get to put endless amount of time into what I want to do to make that happen. But I really try to push every semester, every break, just what needs to be better.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And everyone listening, make sure you check out Tennessee Tech's Percussion Studio. in marching band, and it'll be a great time for you.
Thank you for having me.